Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Georgia is considering religious liberty protections to protect people of faith against the radical homosexual agenda. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, the state of Georgia is moving in the right direction. They have two different bills. One is Senate Bill 129, and the other is House Bill 218. And these bills will give protection to people of faith against the radical homosexual agenda. These are religious liberty bills, and they protect people of faith against intrusions on the free exercise of religion. This is a good step. I encourage the people of Georgia to pass this legislation and other states to follow suit as well.
Yeah, Matt, and what at least has spurred this on in part is the illegal, unconstitutional firing of Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran by the mayor there, Kasim Reed, and for simply writing in a book, which he had permission, full permission to write a book, publicly saying, expressing the truths about sexual morality and the biblical position that sexual behavior is only appropriate within the bonds of a marriage between a man and a woman. A fact, an objective reality that is found in Scripture. Well, those who are opposing now this Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Senate Bill 129 and House Bill 218 in the state of Georgia, find themselves in the untenable position of actually being advocates for anti-Christian discrimination. They are saying that no, Christians, the LGBT agenda is so sacrosanct that nobody can speak up against it. Christians cannot live out their lives in according with their conscience and in according to biblical precepts that groups like the ACLU, the Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, and other radical sexual anarchist organizations say, nope, we are advocating on behalf of anti-Christian discrimination, and if you pass this bill, then you are going to be in our crosshairs. It's unfortunate that they don't just understand that Christians have a First Amendment constitutional right to the free exercise of religion.
Yeah, when you have the chief of the fire department in Atlanta being scrutinized because of a book that he wrote a year ago regarding, and he mentions there, human sexuality, that sex outside of marriage is wrong, including same-sex activity. And then he has a stellar record. He gets terminated. He's an African-American. He was appointed to a committee by President Barack Obama. And he has a biblical view of marriage and human sexuality. And then he gets suspended by the mayor and then terminated from his position because he believes in marriage as the union of a man and woman, and he believes in the biblical morality of sex within marriage between a man and woman. And he gets terminated for it. So there is clear reason why Georgia needs to have a protection against that kind of radicalism. And we've seen before in the Arlene's Flowers situation where the 70-year-old grandmother, she gets fined and she gets adjudicated guilty of religious discrimination because she refuses to participate in celebrating a same-sex marriage with regards to her artistic ability to create flower arrangements for different events. And now she is the brunt of this discrimination where she could lose not only her business, but also her own private resources that she has garnered over the 70 years of her life. So she is now a target of this radical homosexual agenda. Every state needs to pass this kind of legislation. Now, the problem, however, is they have gotten pushback, and right now their Senate Bill 129 and House Bill 218, and the Senate Judiciary Committee surprised the sponsor, Josh McCoon, who's a Republican from Columbus, by tabling Senate 129. And in fact, that was despite the fact that he's both the bill's sponsor and he's also the chairman of the committee. The bill is still alive, however, and could come back to committee very soon. Also, HB 218, the companion in the House, has been stalled in a committee. So we need to pray, and if you are in Georgia, you need to get involved and encourage those leaders in your legislature to move Senate Bill 129 and House Bill 218 forward, because this is a bill that protects religious freedom.
Yeah, Matt, you know, opponents of this, anti-Christian organizations and others, are rolling out this parade of horribles, this nonsensical list of things they say this bill will cause, which is just absurd. Some of the examples they give is that a school counselor could refuse services to a transgender teenager, which is just nonsense. Or a homeless shelter funded in part by taxpayer money could refuse shelter to a same-sex couple. Again, where are they even coming up with these ridiculous scare tactics? The reality is that all this does is say that Christians are free to exercise their conscience if they're small business owners, if they're as in their individual capacity, and not be forced to engage in things such as same-sex marriages. You mentioned Baranoli Stutzman, being forced to use their gifts, their arts, to endorse something that is reprehensible and a violation of their conscience. And that's all this bill does. You know, we have a national Religious Freedom Restoration Act that I believe was signed into law by Bill Clinton, for crying out loud. I mean, this is basically, it mirrors that, and it's just Georgia, the state of Georgia, saying, hold the phones, slow down their radical homosexual lobby. We are going to find a balance here, and we're going to protect the freedom of conscience for our Christian citizens.
That's all it does. And there's no examples out there where someone says, I don't want to serve a hamburger in a restaurant to somebody who's homosexual. And there's no examples out there of somebody who says, I'm not going to counsel you because you're struggling with same-sex attractions. Or you can't sleep overnight here, even though it's 20 degrees outside, because you're homosexual, or you're coming with another person of the same sex. Those are ridiculous, because Christians don't do those things. But one of the things they do is they don't want to participate and support an immoral activity. They don't want to bake a cake in celebration of a same-sex wedding. They don't want to present a flower arrangement in celebration of a same-sex wedding. They don't want to photography or use their photography skills to celebrate and promote a same-sex wedding. They want to be able to speak out on issues like the fire chief, just simply speaking out on biblical morality. Sex outside of marriage is wrong, whether it's same-sex or opposite sex. It's simply not biblical. It's immoral. And when they do that, they want to be able to have some protection. That's what this bill is about. This is not about saying you're not going to give someone counseling or give them shelter at a homeless place. It's about being required to participate and celebrate a moral relationship, which is a same-sex union or same-sex relationship.
What opponents of this bill are saying is to Christians and other people, just anybody, you must and you will adopt our newfangled view of the world, our anti-Christian worldview, under penalty of law. We are going to take your freedoms, and any effort to defend your freedoms must be crushed. So I hope that those who were initially supporting this, who have now tabled this legislation, people need to call them, let them know, get behind this. Religious freedom is at stake here.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information on advancing your religious freedom, life, and family. And I encourage you to come to The Awakening 2015, Orlando, Florida. That's going to be March 14. Janet Boynes is going to be speaking. Matt Barber is going to be speaking, and many others, on these and a wide variety of issues, Islam and other kinds of things. Franklin Graham will be a keynote. Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rick Santorum, James Robinson, Kamal Saleem, Ken Blackwell, and many others. Go to lc.org, and we'll see you March 14. March 14 is going to be a great day. It's going to be The Awakening 2015, and we will speak about these issues. We've got a lot of plenaries sessions, two plenary sessions with a lot of speakers, I should say, and we've got 9 breakout sessions divided by 2. So there'll be 4 breakouts, and then a break, and then 5 breakouts, and it is going to be chock full of information. Great speakers from around the country are coming, and it is time for us to pull together, because now more than ever, Our religious freedom, life, and family are literally in the crosshairs. And as Christians, we need to come together. As believers in liberty, we need to come together, be educated about these threats, be inspired about what we can do, because there's still hope. And with God, nothing is impossible. And you can make a difference and learn how we can together make a difference. Go to lc.org for more information. We'll see you at the Awakening 2015 on March 14 in Orlando.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.